Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Paulette. I'm an editor at HowStuffWorks. And sitting next to me, as usual, is senior writer Jonathan Strickland-Claus.
Hey, Chris, have you been a good boy this year?
As far as you know.
Works for me. So today we're going to talk a little bit about our ultimate Christmas wish list. And this is just stuff that Chris and I would love to have as Christmas presents. If the sky was the limit, we could ask for anything we wanted. And, you know, price was not an issue. So
ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. Do you want to get started? Or you want me to
I want you to go.
All right. I'm going to do – this is one I may actually get.
Really?
I'm going to start off with one that I might actually get this Christmas. The HTC G1 phone running the Android platform.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I am a devoted Google disciple.
I've noticed that.
Yeah. Well.
The hat's a little much, but you know.
They're watching you, Chris, just like Santa Claus. They're watching you. So, HTC G1 phone, this phone's got an accelerometer, GPS, 3G, and Wi-Fi capability. It's got a touch screen, a full QWERTY keyboard, runs on T-Mobile. I happen to be a T-Mobile customer, so that works out great for me. I want this smartphone.
All right.
That's my first one.
All right.
Shoot.
So what I was thinking is, when we went to CES last year, I found out that my camera is just very ill-prepared to handle the rigors of life as a traveling journalist, and really anything else for that matter. It's kind of old. So what I was thinking is it would be really cool if I could pick up a Nikon D3. Now, I realize we're talking top of the line here, but it does have the advantage of being able to use every Nikon lens ever invented, or at least pretty much all of them, I think. You know, and it's only $49.99.95, you know, so for just under, and I mean just under $5,000, I mean, how could you go wrong?
Okay, well, if we're on cameras,
yeah,
I kind of like the Casio EX-FH20 digital camera. Would you like to know why?
I'd like to know why.
All right. The Casio, it can take 40 high-res photographs in 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
It can also shoot video at 1,000 frames per second. So you can get that great slow motion video. And it has a 20 times maximum zoom. So, you know, when I'm stalking Allison Hannigan, she doesn't have to know about it. So I can be like three blocks away. It retails for around $600. So it's definitely a little on the pricey side for my camera usage. I am not a shutterbug. I am definitely on the amateur side of photography. I'm the guy who always has the thumb somewhere in the photograph.
I was wondering who that was. It's hard to tell.
Usually my thumb, though. Okay. Occasionally it's some other guy's thumb that I just happen to be carrying around. But anyway, yeah, I'm not a very good photographer, but this camera really does appeal to me.
You know, the creepy stuff was the Halloween podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to point that out.
My bad.
All right. While we're on the Santa dropping stuff off, I realize I just got a 16 gigabyte iPod Touch.
Right, that you can't stop talking about.
Hey. But I would like
it's beautiful, by the way. I covet your iPod Touch.
And that explains why it goes missing sometimes. But that and the drool on it.
Yeah.
But I would like to get the 32 gigabyte iPod Touch, which wasn't the same as the one that was out when I bought mine. I bought mine right as usual before the announcement for the
new
ones.
Exactly.
In addition to being larger, it also has the hardware slider. Mine has the touchscreen slider for volume control. So if something else comes on and it's louder than I expected it to be, I have to unlock it, slide to unlock and find the volume control and slide it back instead of using the little knob.
Meanwhile, you're slowly going deaf.
What?
Yeah, nice. You're a percussionist. You should be used to it. So I'm going to go switch over to TVs now.
Okay.
And I have an advantage here because I recently wrote an article about the top 10 televisions. And it was really about TVs that I thought were top of the line, not necessarily ones that the average user could afford, but sort of the best of the best that's out there. And one particularly caught my attention, and I could get bitten for this because it's sort of a new technology, but it's the Mitsubishi LaserView 65-inch television.
Laser.
That's a big TV, 65-inch television.
Really, you're not going to go for the 105-inch Panasonic?
There's the 150-inch.
The mythical.
Yes.
Winged Griffin
Well, we
TV.
Saw it. Or I saw it. I don't think you didn't go to that press conference, also at CES.
Yes, but you don't see them at your local electronics store.
Yeah, they don't fit through the door. So, because that's 8 feet by 11 feet. That's a little big. No, the Mitsubishi 65 inches, plenty large enough. That's much larger than my current TV. And it's really nice. 1080 high def resolution, 120 hertz refresh rate. I mean, it's optimized for 3D viewing. It's got HDMI inputs, component inputs, the whole shebang. Costs about $7,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be a 73-inch model out soon. Actually, I should have checked to see. It might even be out by now.
Yeah, and this one may have lowered the price.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Because the new one's out.
Because, Well, actually, I was just saying if the new one's out, I'll go for the 73-inch because the sky's the limit, right?
Oh, that's right. That's right. I did that.
Okay.
All right.
So, yeah, that's the TV that I covet.
All right. Well, the article that Jonathan is referring to is an article that we updated because it had TVs from a couple years ago. So we wanted to refresh that and do some really cutting edge stuff. Well, our other tech writer, who is not with us at the moment, John Fuller, updated the home theater systems article. And I'm going to throw in for a combo. John wrote about the $6 million theater that music producer Jeremy Kipnis created.
Boy, you aim big, Paulette.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's it's got an ultra-high definition TV, the Sony SRX R110, which is a digital cinema projector TV.
Right.
And it also has 8.8 channel surround sound, 16, 18-inch subwoofers, PS3, Blu-ray, HD, DVD. What? Okay, I'll skimp on that.
I was about to say.
Regular DVD, VHS, and Laserdisc.
Wow.
So, you know, this is a custom built, high-end, ultra high-end home theater. And it
ultra
has
ultra high definition. You can't even find anything that plays that right now, can you?
Well, apparently this can.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, for $6 million, it really ought to.
I mean, I can't think of any content you would find that actually is ultra high definition, is what I was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
I guess if you were to get it straight from the movie studio.
Yeah.
And if you're going to spend $6 million on your home entertainment system, then you might as well go all out, you know.
But I would
petition Spielberg,
right? But I would buy more chairs. The one there are only three seats.
Yeah, that's
for this particular theater.
That just means that you have to battle it out to be one of the top two friends. That's kind of cruel.
That's true.
But it appeals to me. All right. Well,
I didn't mention this.
Yes.
But I would have to add the Logitech Harmony One remote.
Dang, that was one of mine too.
This is what happens.
But that's okay. That's okay. We both want it. That tells our listeners that it's definitely one to look out for. Yeah, the Logitech Harmony One universal remote it has an LCD touchscreen as well as button control. It's web programmable. So you can go online and program all the information of your home entertainment system onto this remote and give it special names. So that way it makes it very easy for you to switch between components. It looks really, really nice. It's got a rechargeable lithium ion battery. So this is a serious remote. No double A's for this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Thermal runaway.
Right, until it explodes in your hand. But, you know, you'll be watching Armageddon. You won't care. It'll just seem interactive.
Really immersive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should add to that the Kaleidoscape, which is a box that I read about in PC World in their most expensive gadgets article.
Wow.
Which is pretty amusing, most of which really didn't apply to this particular podcast. But this Kaleidoscape is a peripheral that you can add to your home theater, and it will store all of your DVDs on it. Like you can basically, it's like a giant hard drive-y thing. But of course, it made the most expensive gadgets article, so it's $10,000, for this thing. But
I could
pretty
so hefty. Use that. I have an enormous DVD collection to the point now where I don't have shelf space for the DVDs. I have a bin of DVDs in my living room right now because I have nowhere else to put it. My wife wanted us to buy a filing system, a drawer system from IKEA. They get a free plug. IKEA.
Who hasn't so far?
Yeah. It was a really neat drawer, and that may be one of the things on my list. The only problem is I don't really have any floor space for it. So, I got to figure out something.
The overhead compartments.
All right. Yeah, something that, right up there with the oxygen masks, just in case the living room loses pressure. So another component of my home theater system, because I didn't look at the $6 million one, I didn't think about that, you beat me there, Paulette, is the Sony STRDA5300ES.
Hike.
Yeah. I love these names where it's all digits and letters.
Yeah.
But it's an AV receiver.
Oh, okay.
It's got 6 HDMI inputs, 3 component video inputs, 5 S video AV inputs, 3 coaxial inputs, and it up converts analog signals so that they are better when you're listening to a vinyl album. It suddenly sounds better than it would have normally because it's up converting that signal. It's kind of interesting. And, it's also XM and Sirius ready. I know you're a big Sirius XM fan. It has automatic speaker calibration. You can have up to 9 high definition video sources going into this thing. It's crazy. It's $1,700.
That's actually sort of affordable for that kind of
thing. I want it, Precious. I want it.
Then, if you're going to watch regular TV, I would recommend the TiVo HD XL, extra large hard drive model of their HD DVR. And, I just like the TiVo interface.
Yeah.
So I would recommend that.
But that's one of those that consistently gets very good reviews is the TiVo. I mean, out of all the DVRs, TiVo's interface, they really nailed that, the user interface really well.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for, it's probably not my biggest big ticket item, but it's the one that I'm I kind of built this whole list around. You ready?
Well, you know, I shot my biggest
the $6 million
right off the bat. So,
The Alienware ALX-X-58 gaming computer. And I'm talking about the fully tricked out one, which, by the way, I went ahead and went on Alienware's site. It's a gaming PC. They build really good PCs for playing computer games, you know, very high-end graphics cards and processors, and cooling systems. I mean, like, they just trick it out so that you can play the most advanced games in the highest settings with no hiccups whatsoever, right? So, fully tricked out, this thing costs almost $10,000.
Wow.
It's $9,847, actually. And that was without any extras. It was just like the top-end stuff. But just to give you an idea of some of the specs, yeah. An Intel i7 Extreme CPU, which is a 3.2 gigahertz speed. It's got also three channels of DDR3 memory. That's not Dance Dance Revolution, by the way. That would be double data rate 3.
Right.
It has a 12 gigabytes of RAM. 12 gigs of RAM. Can you imagine? Runs Windows Vista, so that's a downside. It's got actually, at this point, Vista is not as bad as everyone made it out to be. But it also has you could get it with dual 2 gigabyte ATI Radeon HD graphics cards. So you're running two major graphics cards in this thing, plus a physics processing card. Two 1 terabyte storage hard drives. So you have 2 terabytes of storage. I mean, it's insane. 4x speed dual layer Blu-ray DVD burner, Chris. Santa, if you're listening, I will take one. I like it black with the red highlights. But I'll, you know, if you want to give me silver with, you know, purple, I'll take it.
Right.
It's drool worthy.
Now this does not, we should add, come with the extra circuit you're going to need.
Yeah, 1200 watt power supply. 1200 watts of power supply. Yeah, not the greenest machine out there.
No.
My carbon footprint would get much larger just from owning this machine.
Yeah, I would suggest you switch to solar panels.
Yeah.
Maybe an extra bank.
Right.
Yeah. Well, for my computer, I actually went non-surprisingly toward the Mac end. I was thinking of the 17-inch MacBook Pro, you know, which I've coveted for some time. But I would add to it
the new one, right? That was just announced,
right?
Yeah,
yes,
they're pretty
yes.
with the glass tracking pad, and those are very pretty. They're pretty machines.
They're pretty machines, and I would also add to that, you know, for those sedentary moments, the 30-inch Apple Cinema HD display.
Nice.
You know, and I was shopping around on Apple's site and found a nice set of Bang & Olufsen Baolab, you know, 4-speaker set. It's only $999 for the speakers alone.
Wow.
The monitor is about $1,799 and computer is $3,000.
Right, so you're getting up there.
Yeah,
not quite 10 grand, but pretty,
but for the whole package.
Amount.
But, you know, I prefer the Mac.
Yeah, of course.
So.
I mean, you know, I have that anti-Mac bias that I'm working on, so...
You know, for the record, he uses a Mac at home, people.
I do. So. I do use a Mac at home.
So anyway.
But, okay, Amazon Kindle.
Oh, that was on my list. So you got to steal one of mine.
Well, yeah. I just figured we can both talk about it. I mean, it's real simple. It's a e-book reader, uses e-ink.
Yep.
You know, we talked about it in a few times before. And
highly convenient.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know that I'm ready to buy a $350 ebook reader.
Well, it's a gift.
But a gift, yeah, totally. I'll totally take it as a gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was on my list. I've got one other big one.
Okay.
Home Automated Living System, or HAL.
All right, then.
Because home automation, I mean, that's another thing that's been around for, you know, a while. It's been getting more and more advanced. Well, the HAL system, one of the things you can do is you can put in microphones and speakers throughout your house and make it voice activated.
Can it open the pod bay doors?
Possibly, but I don't think it wants to do that, Dave. but, you know, it just plays also Sprach Zarathustra forever on a loop.
Yeah.
You know, but you can say things like you can create you have to create a code word that activates the system. Otherwise, if you were just in the middle of a conversation, you know, everything could be going bonkers. like your microwave's going off and your refrigerator's right. opening up or whatever. But you come up with a couple of, you know, a code word that activates the system, and then you tell it what you want it to do. Like, you know, you want to play music. And if you have an iPod hooked up to the automation system, it could totally pull music from your iPod, play it throughout your house. And you can adjust volume, everything vocally if you wanted to. There are other interfaces besides voice commands, but it just made me think, I don't know, have you ever seen the show Eureka?
Yes.
Do you remember Sarah? Yes, the self-actuated residential automated habitat.
The fact that you know what it stands for.
How I know?
How's that?
I called my wife just before this podcast. She got
you
me hooked on
her
over the Thanksgiving break that we had not too long ago. She got me hooked on Eureka. And I called her up. I'm like, what's the name of the house? And she said, why do you need to know that? I'm like, that's not important. Just tell me the name. And she pretty much popped right out with that answer.
All
so,
right, then.
But yeah, it turns your house into that, man. How awesome is that?
The password is octopus. I just have one more.
Okay.
And sadly, it is sort of a moot point.
Oh.
And this is another that was written about by our other tech writer, John Fuller. It's the Dash Express.
Oh.
Something that I saw at CES and thought was the coolest thing ever. It's a GPS that's internet enabled. So it's able to not only tell you where you are and where you're going, but it also can find out where the traffic is
right.
and let you know. And, you know, if you're craving that, that cup of coffee, you can find out where the coffee shop is. Unfortunately.
It's a collector's item now.
Well, it's sort of a collector's item. I'm sure there probably aren't many of them left. Sadly, just as John turned the article into me, Dash announced that it would no longer be making the hardware for this.
Right.
Particular product.
They're still in the software biz.
But they're in the software biz, and they're going to be licensing the software to different GPS manufacturers. So, I just don't have the next product, the so-and-so 300XLMI
right.
that has the Dash software loaded on it. But it's really cool. Keep an eye out. There will be something probably before terribly long, maybe for next Christmas's list.
Sure.
That has the Dash software.
Yeah,
but it's really cool.
It was a really, really neat. I remember Jason Calacanis was going bonkers over
it's
that.
Nifty.
Too. Yeah.
It's really nice.
Well, I've got three stocking stuffers.
Okay.
So real quick.
Toes?
Well, that would be normal stocking stuffer. This is Christmas stocking stuffer.
Oh, right.
So the personal soundtrack shirt.
Oh, yes.
It was an April Fool's joke from ThinkGeek, and now it really exists. It's a shirt that has a speaker in it and a little remote control. You can have up to 20 sounds programmed into this thing. It's got some pre-programmed in it, but it also has an SD slot so that you can put in new sounds if you don't like the ones that it came with. And it also has a jack where you can plug it into your iPod. And you can play music from your iPod through your shirt. So you have a personal soundtrack wherever you go. Now, I don't know if you listeners are like, you know, my own humble self.
Really excited and foaming at the mouth.
I've always wanted to be able to enter a room dramatically with the right, you know, music. You know, I'm a big pro wrestling fan.
Oh no.
And so, you know, you gotta have like that song that really it strikes up when you enter the room.
Uh-huh.
I just haven't figured out what mine would be. Probably, you know, Imperial March from Empire Strikes Back. I mean, that's the go-to. Everyone goes to that one. That would be right there. So that's one of the stocking stuffers.
I was just going to add that they also have two other really cool shirts there. One is the Wi-Fi Finder shirt.
Yes.
Which actually has the lights, and it lights up when you're around a Wi-Fi hotspot.
Right.
That and the drummer shirt. And me being a percussionist, I love that. But it actually has a drum kit on
built
there and you
into
can
the shirt.
Play your chest.
Yeah. I was not going to use the word cool for that, but it's appropriate for you.
All right, your other stocking stuffers.
Okay, so the R2 Fish Training School kit. You can train a goldfish to do tricks like knock a soccer ball into a soccer net. With this gift, I would need one additional gift, a goldfish. Because I don't have one.
And a bowl.
Well, you know, something
goldfish
for it to live
in. Plus kit.
Right. Goldfish plus kit.
Right.
And then the third, this is not really a stocking stuffer because it wouldn't fit in one, but it would be completely appropriate for where we work.
Like the goldfish bowl is going to fit in your stocking.
Okay. Well, you know, be technical, the Nerf Vulcan EBF 25 heavy automatic blaster.
Yes, I'd like one of those too.
Oh, it shoots 3 darts per second. It's belt fed. It takes 6D batteries. This thing is a monster, people. It's got its own tripod and target sight.
It shoots darts that stick to school.
Yes, exactly. You shouldn't have shot me with the Nerf Vulcan EBF, Johnny. My mother shot me with a Nerf Vulcan EBF once. So,
you know, I do have one that could qualify as a stocking stuffer because I didn't check these off, and I do have one last one.
Sure.
And that was the Denon AHD5000 reference headphones.
Wow.
Because my old headphones broke.
Yeah, I remember. That was
a
sad day.
Those.
It was a sad day for all of us.
So
we don't.
I got to listen to my 2.5-hour game show.
The day the private music died. Wouldn't that day?
Yeah, now that I have my, XM blasting through my little speakers on my desk and everybody has to deal with listening to the Led Zeppelin channel.
Or the...
All day.
Commercial jingles.
Well, that isn't actually a channel.
Oh, that's right. That's not a channel. That's your...
That's my personal channel.
Yes, exactly.
If only I weren't singing those, that would be the problem. Anyway.
I feel better now that we got all this out.
Well,
I
mean, good.
Especially since I'll probably only see one of these, if any.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
This year. But I don't know. Actually, my parents might give me that soundtrack shirt because they are amused when I get geeky things and annoy all of my friends. They find it very entertaining.
All right, then.
But I guess that wraps up our discussion about our ultimate Christmas wish list. So before we go, I thought I'd give a little shout out to a new podcast that has recently started with under the How Stuff Works umbrella. And that is called High Speed Stuff, which has our wonderful hosts, Ben Bolin and Scott Benjamin. And they're great. They cover all things automotive. So it's kind of a stepsister podcast to our own. And, you guys should definitely go check that out and subscribe to that on iTunes. And, as for, our wish list, lots of these things can be found on How Stuff Works, right?
Sure. well, digital photography, of course, right. Surround sound, the iPod.
The laser view. It's on that top 10 television. Yeah.
We need to do an article about that Nerf gun.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need that Nerf gun. But most of these topics can be found in one form or another at howstuffworks.com right now. And we'll talk to you again really soon. Merry Christmas, guys.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com. Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually in person and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.